WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning on Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it, but hopefully you're calling it a day off. Not here, though. Not for WBSM. We're going to be here for you all day. Chris McCarthy returns at 9 a.m. He'll be back with you. And Barry Richard is off. He's taking Mondays off in October and November, but Brian Thomas will be filling in for him. So we've got plenty of talk for you all day long here on WBSM. And, of course, we'll have your first Money Talks Cash Quote of the Day coming up in the next hour. We'll also have the Gen X Files and our brand new sponsor for that coming up this hour. We will not have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo at 8 o'clock. His grandmother passed away, so he is not going to be with us this morning. But we send our best wishes and our condolences out to his entire family. You've heard Shane talk about his grandmother here on the program. And frequently in the course of his career on the city council, she was a huge part of his life and set him on the course that he is on today for public service. So obviously she must have been a wonderful woman from the stories he's told. And so, but she also lived a very full life. I believe he said she was 93, but he said even at 93, you know, it's still a shock when something like this happens. So. Again, our best wishes out to the entire family. And he'll be back with us next week. So I don't know how many of you catch Town Square Sunday. If you are not awake to hear it, or if you're busy going to church or doing whatever else you might be doing on a Sunday morning and you don't get to hear Town Square Sunday, it is available as a podcast. But then Jim Phillips also puts up an article for each segment each week. And so he's got one up now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about a documentary film that's going to be having two free screenings in New Bedford. And this is an important thing for parents to pay attention to. The name of this film that's going to be shown is called Can't Look Away, The Case Against Social Media. The Case Against Social Media. And in terms of the case, it's actually focusing on a particular court case as part of it. So this is going to be shown twice. It's going to be shown October 23rd. That's going to be happening at Keith Middle School at 5 p.m. And then the second showing is going to be November 6th at Greater New Bedford Regional Vocational Technical High School at a time that still has to be determined. But October 23rd at Keefe, November 6th at Voc Tech, and this is going to be your chance to go and see this movie for free. And it's going to look at the negative side of social media when it applies to kids. Things like bullying or extortion, threats, pictures that can damage a person's reputation forever, and other criminal activities. So if you are concerned about social media and its impact on kids, then you can go and check out that film. Now, I realize that social media makes it easier for kids to have this kind of behavior. But unfortunately, the behavior itself is nothing new. Social media is just the new methodology for doing it. It makes it a lot easier and can spread quicker. But I just think back to when I was in school and just the stories that went around about people. And it didn't take long for a story to make it through the entire school, whether it was true or not. And I get it. We want to make sure that kids are safe on social media. We want to make sure that parents have an understanding of all the different ways that kids can be vulnerable. And they might not, because if they're not on these apps themselves, they might not be aware of how it all works and how their kids could be targeted. You know, there's lots of parents who hear about their kids getting picked on Snapchat and they say, well, then we'll just take it to the police. Well, we can't. Snapchat disappeared. So there's an education element of it for the parents themselves to learn about what these apps are. And if you have a kid that's using an app, you should download it and put it on your own phone. And you should be monitoring what they're doing with it. You know, my son, when he was growing up, he never had an interest in social media. To this day, he's still not on it. He didn't want anything to do with it. He never had a Facebook account. He's never had, as far as I know, he doesn't do anything TikTok-wise. He might watch, I mean, maybe he downloaded it to watch videos, but he doesn't post anything. I mean, he's also an adult now, so he can do whatever he wants. He's 21 years old. If he wants to go and post videos on TikTok, that's his business. But it's not really his thing. He didn't like it when I would put videos of him trying, like, hot wings or anything. The only social media he ever had was he had one Instagram account that was for, he used to make memes. And so he wanted to have an Instagram account to share his memes. But he was never interested in putting his face out there or even his opinions on anything. He just wanted to make these memes and look at other memes. So I feel like even though, you know, he grew up in a social media era, we kind of bypassed all of that completely because it just wasn't something he had an interest in. And it wasn't even something that it was like, he told us he doesn't have an interest and then he has a secret account. That's just not his personality. But I do feel for the parents who do have to keep an eye on their kids and their social media usage. And then they have to go and make an account to follow them. And then they find out the kid had another account that they didn't know about and all that. Oh, it can be a lot. So this film can help you with some of that. And all the details are at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if it's something that you want to check out. But I feel like, especially these days, where everything is so divisive, everything is so, and it doesn't take much. Like, your child could just go and, you know, share a meme because they saw something that was funny that made them laugh and could get inundated with messages from complete strangers over something they might not even understand when they posted it. You know, if you go and you post, like, let's just say they find a funny meme about politics and they share it and people of the other side of that issue will then start attacking them. Well, they don't have an ideology here. They just shared it because it was a funny photo, because it was a funny meme. But now they're getting attacked by full-grown adults who will message them things like, go kill yourself. Like, these are the kind of things people say to each other on social media. That was a very big response for a long time to things that people didn't like or agree with. They would just comment back or message somebody, kill yourself. And if you have someone who is already, you know, not in a great mental state, as teenagers often get into these funks, you know, that's you're only going to exacerbate the problem. So right now I see on the television that President Trump is delivering remarks to the Israeli parliament. Very exciting, because they got the hostages released. There's a plan now to meet to talk about more lasting peace. Again, as I said last week, you know, cautiously optimistic. That's the term I'm going to be using for this. You know, I hope that it all works out, but also I know there's been attempts at this before that doesn't work out. And I never trust either side in this 100% to say that they are willing to give up their animosity toward the other side. So we'll see where it goes. But those remarks are happening right now. And then the other part of that, too, is if you do have a more lasting peace, what does that mean for the rest of that region? You know, we're already seeing, no matter how people feel about it, and many people are still upset about it, but you're seeing a feeling in Saudi Arabia for more American sensibilities, for more American influence, especially American entertainment. You know, they've had the deal with WWE now for a number of years. They're having the Riyadh Comedy Festival. They're creating these destination places for people to come and travel to. I don't know. I just don't see myself going to Saudi Arabia for a vacation. And that's nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. That has everything to do with their climate. I don't want to see myself going to a desert ever. Although I'd love to go to Egypt. I would. I'd love to go and check out the sights of Egypt, but and you're starting to see more openness to the West. So I think it'll be interesting to see where this goes going forward. But again, cautiously optimistic is the term I will continue to use. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact, too, as we are talking about a variety of different things. And of course, when October comes around, I'm always going to talk quite a bit about spooky season because there's always spooky things going on. And I'll give you the rundown of some of those coming up. But I also don't want you to forget that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's why WBSM teams up with Primacare in an effort to prevent, identify, and cure a disease that strikes 1 in 8 women in the United States. Think about that. Think about how many women you know. 1 in 8 will deal with breast cancer. And actually, men as well. It's less common, but men also get afflicted with breast cancer. A simple mammogram can be your best weapon in the fight against breast cancer, allowing for early detection and the best chance for successful treatment. Breast self-examination should begin at age 20, with yearly breast exams from 20 to 39, and yearly mammography screenings from age 40 on. Awareness, detection, treatment, cure, that's the key to beating this disease. Breast Cancer Awareness Month on WBSM is brought to you by Primacare, by your side. Let's take some phone calls. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
Anyway, I cried over Diane Keaton dying. I liked her.
Yeah, yeah. She was a great. Not only was she a great actress, but she directed a lot too in later years too. She directed a lot of TV episodes and even some films.
I watched a little bit of a little bleep or blurb, whatever you want to call it, on the YouTube about her, and I didn't know she was in Mad Love with Al Pacino.
She was in a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of things you forget that she was in.
She was in love with him, Al Pacino.
Oh, I thought you meant a movie.
She was in The Godfather.
Right.
She was in a lot of movies, but it showed all the movies. If it's on YouTube, and I didn't know she was in love with him.
Well, I mean, when you think about it. When you think about it too, like she was somebody who lived such a high profile life. I can't even remember, like, did she, I know she had kids, but I can't think of any of her relationships.
Two adopted, never had relationships. She was in love with him, and she was one of these that really just believed in just love, but she just loved him.
Didn't she date Warren Beatty for, I thought she was with Warren Beatty for a while.
I don't know. They were in the pictures, but they didn't say anything about that. It was always about Al Pacino.
Hold on, let me look this up. Oh yeah, it says. She says she dated Warren Beatty starting in 1979, and they were a regular subject of tabloid coverage. And then she became very reclusive. And then she adopted those kids in her 50s.
Yeah, but she was in love with Al Pacino. And I don't know what the big attraction was to him, but to each his own.
maybe it's because he's such a great actor.
Is he?
Hell yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know any other movies but that one, Godfather.
You never saw any other Al Pacino movies besides that?
No. What's the other ones he's in?
Oh, let's see. Heat, Scent of a Woman. You got to see Scent of a Woman. You would like that one a lot. He plays a blind lawyer.
Yeah?
Yeah, really good one.
He's still living, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's 85. Want to hear a funny story about Al Pacino?
Yeah.
So there was a restaurant on Cape Cod that for years had Al Pacino doing their commercials. It was an Italian restaurant in Falmouth, and they had Al Pacino doing their commercials. And people were like, oh, my God, I can't believe that they got Al Pacino to do these commercials. He never does commercials. And so I guess the newspaper reached out to him, to the owner of the restaurant. He said, oh, yeah, Al Pacino and I are friends. Yeah, we've known each other for years. He does this as a favor to me because he likes to come and eat at the restaurant. And so they put a story up about it and everything. Well, come to find out, it wasn't true. They used an impersonator, and they never told anybody that they did. And they misrepresented it as being the real Al Pacino, and it caused a whole lot of problems.
They could get sued, right?
They did get sued.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Al Pacino found out, and he wasn't having it.
Was that restaurant good?
I don't know. I never went.
It's hard to find good Italian restaurants around here.
I don't really go out to a lot of Italian restaurants, so I couldn't compare it even if I had been there.
I know, but you're going to eat Chinese. I heard you, and you're making me hungry again.
I do like Chinese, that's for sure.
I think I'm going to end up on that needle. Tim.
Well.
You're going to Kowloon's, right, you said?
I will. Soon. I don't know when, but I will go soon.
But you can't eat much, right?
It's all right. I can take it home. It lasts.
All right. What's your favorite?
Up there, I get the Saugus wings. It's their garlic teriyaki wings. But my favorite thing to get at a Chinese restaurant is probably I'm a big egg foo young guy. I like lo mein.
I like egg foo young too.
So usually when I go to Kowloon, I get some lo mein, some egg foo young, and the Saugus wings. And maybe if I'm with somebody else, I'll get a poo poo platter.
Is it really, really good? I never went to it.
I think it's the best. I think it's excellent.
Did you ever go to one that's kind of like out near Middleborough, kind of?
Which one?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the name of it. Is it something Hawaii?
Oh, Orchid of Hawaii in Lakeville.
Yeah, did you ever go there?
I did. I did a restaurant review for them when I worked for the Standard Times, and I did the dine-out reviews.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I remember the food was okay. The restaurant was a little dirty when I went there, but...
It
happens.
You know which one I like for Italian now that we're talking? The other one in Middleborough, Lorenzo's.
Yeah, very good. I used to go there with my old boss when I worked in Lakeville. We'd go there and have some drinks after work because we get out at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We go over there, have a couple of drinks and, maybe have a couple of appetizers and...
Nice people that own it, the woman and her son. And I went to school with Fred Erzik. He's the cook there now. He used to own Thad's, his father.
Yeah, great place.
They opened up an outside. Cost her a lot of money this year. I was out there. It's a little far, though, from here.
Nah, it's not that long. Just go down 140, hop over, go down 79, and maybe like a half an hour ride.
Yeah, I get the veal, the baby veal, because they don't really have baby veal unless you go up on the hill.
Well, I'll have to get that the next time I go. I usually get chicken parm when I go there.
Yeah, the baby veal, that's what I like. I don't like that big one that's pounded. That's lousy.
I thought all veal were babies.
Uh-uh. you're not supposed to really eat. Some people say you shouldn't eat it because it's from a baby lamb, I think, right? Not a lamb. What is it? What is
it's the a veal?
Cow, veal, beef. A baby calf.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you there because I got another call I want to get in before the break.
Okay, Tim.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye, hon.
All right. Let's take another call here, and then we'll take our break, and then we'll go to the news after that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, my friend.
How's it going?
I was thinking about Kowloon's in South Attleboro. I was there a couple times last year. That place has been around forever. I mean, the Monku in South Attleboro.
Never been there. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. It's been around for like 50 years. My football team last year, we had a couple of team meetings here, the Admirals. My thoughts and condolences out to the city council president losing his grandma. I mean, he always did mention her and her influence in his life. I also yesterday lost my brother Larry.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
In the afternoon, he had a massive heart attack at home. He'd been sick all weekend, not doing well, and he wouldn't do anything about it. So today, and it was also his birthday yesterday.
Oh, no.
It was quite a shock, but you know, St. Luke's Hospital gets a bad rap, but I can tell you, as insane as it was yesterday, it's been a really busy day lately. The staff was amazing, the EMTs, everybody involved. They had my family in a very special place in the hospital. It was a long process, but I just need to extend a hand and a love and appreciate all amazing. They were, like, so compassionate. They, like, stopped everything, like, because I was the first one there. And then it just built up over the next few hours. But I just need to look. There's a lot of people who's finding on Facebook. My brother was well known in the community. He was a fisherman. He was actually talking Chinese food. The old Charlie Wong's on the avenue. My brother was the only Caucasian chef they ever had there. And I worked there and this was a line cook, but he was actually a chef. And every once in a while, he'd go by Waimea's. And Doc would say, hey, Larry, come on in the kitchen. And Larry would go in there and whip stuff up. So,
oh, wow.
But always a pleasure, my friend.
Well,
glad you're taking better care of yourself on the weekends and you don't got nothing going on.
Well, my condolences to you and your family.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Take care.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we will get today's news. Well, we'll get the news. And then after that, we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
A South Carolina bar shooting, extreme flooding in Colorado, and five injured in a California helicopter crash.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Police in South Carolina investigating a mass shooting at a crowded bar on Saturday night.
The Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says at least four people are dead and 20 others injured after gunfire erupted at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island. That's about 50 miles north of Savannah, Georgia. Deputies found four people dead at the scene and several others were taken to the hospital in critical condition. No arrests were reported and the motive for the shooting unclear. I'm Lisa Carton.
Vice President J.D. Vance says President Trump is looking at all options when it comes to possibly using the Insurrection Act.
The problem here is not the Insurrection Act or whether we actually invoke it or not. The problem is the fact that the entire media in this country, cheered on by a few far-left lunatics, have made it okay to tee off on American law enforcement. Yeah. We cannot accept that in the United States of America.
He appeared on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Vance says the Insurrection Act would allow active duty troops to be deployed in U.S. cities, and it was last used during the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Trump told reporters last week that it's been invoked before and then added if the governor of Illinois can't do the job, quote, we'll do the job. Diet soda may not be any healthier for the liver than regular soda.
New research looked at data from the United Kingdom and found that sugary drinks and those with artificial sweeteners are both linked to an elevated risk of liver disease. People who drank a lot of soda saw a 50% higher risk of developing fatty liver disease. The findings were presented this week at a gastroenterology conference in Berlin. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
A new study shows people with strong political beliefs, whether liberal or conservative, process political content in a dramatically similar way at the neurological level.
The findings published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, Attitudes and Social Cognition show that emotional reactions play a role in ideological extremes. The research team recruited 44 participants from across the political spectrum, focusing on those with ideological extremes. Participants watched a politically charged segment of the 2016 vice presidential debate between Tim Kaine and Mike Pence while having their brains scanned with an MRI machine. Analysis of the brain scans found a constant pattern. Participants with strong political beliefs on both ends had increased activity in brain areas tied to emotion and threat detection. I'm Rob Martier.
Hundreds of people have been forced to evacuate in southwest Colorado, where remnants of Hurricane Priscilla have been causing torrential rainfall. We get more from Scott Carr.
Those living in nearly 400 homes had to be evacuated Saturday in the town of Bayfield after 4 inches of rain fell in about a 48-hour period, causing a nearby levee to breach and nearby creeks to overflow. Dozens of homes have been damaged by the raging floodwaters. No injuries have been reported.
5 people are in the hospital after a helicopter crash near Los Angeles. The incident happened on Saturday in Huntington Beach, where authorities found the helicopter wedged in trees outside of a hotel. 2 of the injured were still inside the helicopter. 3 were on the ground. The cause of that crash is under investigation. President Trump says he's bringing back Columbus Day. On Thursday at the White House, Trump signed a Columbus Day proclamation saying, "We're back, Italians." Former President Biden recognized both Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, which is meant to honor Native people. Trump has been highly critical of what he calls woke targeting of Christopher Columbus and other historical figures and how they're being taught in school. Columbus Day is still a recognized federal holiday. More than 1,000 CDC employees have been laid off amid the ongoing government shutdown. The Washington Post reporting the affected units include those responding to the outbreaks like measles and Ebola. Some layoff notices were mistakenly sent and will be reversed, according to officials, particularly for teams handling infectious diseases and global health issues. The layoffs, part of a broader reduction effort by the Trump administration to decrease the size of federal agencies.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots over the Saints yesterday, 25-19. They will head to Nashville next weekend. The Bruins are in action this afternoon at 1 o'clock.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by SeaStreak.
Rain heavy at times today and windy as the nor'easter hits the south coast. Temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60, still wet tonight, 55. Showers ending tomorrow, still cloudy, 59 and partly sunny. Bit warmer on Wednesday, 65. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, it is stormy out there. It's windy. It's raining. It's 57 degrees. It's crazy weather out there, but inside, it's the 90s. Well, in the 80s and a little bit of the 70s. It's today's edition.
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix Restaurant in Dartmouth. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Singer and songwriter Paul Simon is still crazy after all these years. He's celebrating his 84th birthday today. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is 83. Former Van Halen frontman Sammy Hagar is 78. Chris Carter, who created the TV show The X-Files, that's where this music comes from, is 69. Singer Marie Osmond turned 66 today, while NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice is 63. Alan Covert, who was featured in Adam Sandler's movies in the 90s, is 61 today. Actress Kate Walsh, 58. Tisha Campbell, who is best known as Gina on Martin, is 57. Figure skater and Massachusetts native Nancy Kerrigan is 56. Sacha Baron Cohen, who is famous for Borat and other characters, he's 54. Former Celtic Paul Pierce, who just got arrested last week, he's 48. Singer Ashanti turns 45. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 36 today. And Caelan McLaughlin of Stranger Things is celebrating his 24th birthday, but he'll still be 14 years old, I'm sure, when the show debuts its new season next month. It was October 13th, 1979, when Michael Jackson hit number one with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. In 1982, IOC Executive Committee approved the reinstatement of Jim Thorpe's gold medals from the 1912 Olympics. Thorpe lost his medals because he had played semi-professional baseball for a small payment before the Olympics, violating the strict amateur rules at the time. Although many college athletes participated in similar activities, Thorpe was singled out because he did not use an alias and signed his own name.
I just called to say I love you.
October 13th, 1984, Stevie Wonder started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with I Just Called to Say I Love You, his seventh U.S. number one. In 1989, Look Who's Talking hit movie theaters, featuring Bruce Willis as the voice of Baby Mikey. On October 13th, 1990, George Michael went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with Praying for Time, his sixth U.S. solo number one, and his last solo single to occupy the top chart in the U.S. In 1991, Jennifer Lopez joined the cast of In Living Color as a fly girl. Jamie Foxx, Steve Park, and Sean Wayans were also added to the cast that year. In 1993, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released in movie theaters. In 2000, Trading Spaces debuted on TLC. I was going to make a joke about how my former marriage, we spent the first 5 years just watching that nonstop, but that's, no. In 2010, the 2010 Copiapo mining accident happened in Copiapo, Chile, and it is 33 miners came to the surface after surviving a record 69 days underground, and also effectively ended the career of psychic Sylvia Brown, who predicted they were all dead. On October 13th, 2016, Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, becoming the first songwriter to win the prestigious award. The 75-year-old rock legend received the prize for, quote, having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. That's the Gen X Files for October 13th, 2025, brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. This week, stop in and try the Pumpkin Bliss French Toast. All right. Well, there was a lot of stuff that happened on this date, and we'll have another edition of this for you tomorrow. And what I love about the Gen X Files is as I'm researching it and putting it all together, I fall down so many rabbit holes. And I started like going back and watching old episodes of In Living Color, and I thought it was going to be a show that was funny because I was like 14 at the time, 15, whatever, 1991, I was 13, yeah. So I thought that's why I was... No, it still holds up today. It's still very funny. It's very much of the 90s, but it's still very funny. All right, I've got to get a break in here. 508-996-0500. That is the number to call in and chime in. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Waking up with the Tim Meisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
And welcome back in, and we're going to have some, you know, bad news coming up for Gen X. I'm going to talk a little bit about MTV and its future. But before we get into that, we'll take a phone call. And before we get into that, I just want to tell you that if you are upgrading your home's energy efficiency, it can feel overwhelming. But with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. All right, let's take a phone call. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I want to chime in about Al Pacino.
Sure.
I absolutely adore Al Pacino in every aspect of him. He is fantastic. I saw Danny Collins a while ago. He played this man that was a rock star singer that's British, and never saw his son because he was always on the road, was heavy into drugs and alcohol. And his son has now got cancer, and he finds out about this, and he goes to, you know, help him. And if anything he can do for him, give him the best care because he's got all the money in the world. The movie was fantastic, and here he is up there in his age. Charming, funny, just sexy. I mean, I just love him. Serpico, if you love the man's garden, you've got to love the man. I just love that line in Serpico. And there's Dog Day Afternoon, and like you said, Sons of a Woman, and it goes on and on and on. I mean, as you can tell, I'm a huge Al Pacino fan. Love, love, love Al Pacino. I think he's great.
Yeah, he really is, and he makes everything better that he's in. He makes everybody better around him. He's done some bad movies over the years, and he's done a few that, you know, I think, didn't he run into some tax problems or something? He had to make some movies for that, but he certainly, you know, elevates everybody else around him. Yeah, I mean, he was in an Adam Sandler movie. He was in the worst one of the worst Adam Sandler movies. Did you ever see that one, Jack and Jill?
No, I never saw it. I heard about it, but I never saw it.
So he's in that movie. The whole premise of his appearance in that movie is that Dunkin' Donuts hires him to do a commercial for the Dunkachino. And So his whole bit in the movie is a commercial for Dunkachino where he does a song and dance number. Just look it up on YouTube. Look up Al Pacino Dunkachino. It's worth it. Trust me.
Oh, I believe it. But he's just so engaging. I just really, really always liked him. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of him, some movie picture, you know, that I picked up somewhere along the line. But I'll tell you, I was in Florida, and Florida is just as rainy and lousy as it is here. I was there for a whole week, and it's the weather every day. It rained. But with Florida, it's great because it rains for maybe 5 minutes, and then it ends. So, you know, you can kind of dodge that. If you, like, I was in Hollywood Studios. I hadn't been in years, and I was with my daughter on a trip that she paid for, and so we ended up doing a few interesting things. And I love the Tower of Terror. I haven't been on that since 1997. It's changed a little bit. They have seatbelts now instead of this big metal bar that went across, and of course it drops you 13 stories, and you fly off that seat, literally. Even though you're strapped in, you are at least a foot off of that bench. It still was a lot of fun. I loved it a lot. It was great. It was
glad you had a good time.
It's too bad the weather wasn't good enough. But right now I am actually up to my eyeballs in boxes because I have moved.
Oh, well.
And I'm living in a much better place. I pay a lot cheaper rent. My gas and lights are included, and it's really great. I'm really, really super happy and thankful and grateful. I've been on a waiting list for about 3 years, and it finally happened, and I am so thankful because my landlord was just raising the rent like every year, you know, $100 more. And I mean, it just was ludicrous what I was paying for two rooms and a bathroom. So now I'm busy with that as well. And, you know, just enjoying life better now than I've ever enjoyed it for a while.
Well, I'm glad that you are. I got to hold you there. I got to get a break in. But thank you so much. Okay. And I'm glad. And congratulations on the move. And and thanks for bringing the rain back with you from Florida. No, I'm just I'm teasing.
I mean.
All right.
Well, have a great day.
You as well. Let me get this break in. We will be right back.
Get enough of my Dunkachino. Kids from 7 to 17 lining up for my Dunkachino. What's my name?
Dunkachino.
Dunkachino.
And boom, there you have it. It's actually 32 seconds, so I got to lose 2 seconds. Maybe you can tell me what part you would lose, but I think we are getting there.
Burn this.
I'm sorry?
This must never be seen by anyone.
If you didn't like all those close-ups, we can. No, this is not the final cut. There's no doubt we can.
All copies. Destroy them.
You want me to play it again?
Has anybody seen this?
Nobody has seen this.
They have to be found and talked to.
All right. To be honest, I showed my wife.
No good.
It's really the only real funny part of that entire movie. So the premise of that movie is that Adam Sandler plays, you know, a guy and his female sister. They're twins. And the movie's not very funny at all. And I think that was his last non-Netflix movie. So, yeah. But it's worth it. It's worth it just to watch that Dunkachino clip. So you can look up Jack and Jill Dunkachino commercial, Al Pacino, on YouTube, and just watch him dancing and rapping and that. So good. All right, we're going to take a break here now for the news. When we come back on the other side, we are normally joined by New Bedford City.